70. O thou ignited candle, thy letter was received. Its contents imparted spiritual gladness, for they were pervaded by spiritual sentiments and indicated the attraction of thy heart, attachment to the kingdom of God, and love for his divine teachings. Verily, thou showest a high endeavour, hast a pure and sanctified purpose, wishest naught save the good pleasure of God, seekest nothing but the attainment of limitless bounties, and art engaged in the promulgation of divine teachings and the explanation of abstruse metaphysical problems. It is my hope that by the favour of Baha'u'llah, thou and thy respected wife may daily increase in firmness and steadfastness, so that in that exalted land ye may become two upraised standards and two resplendent lights. Extensive travel in October to the north, south, east, and west, accompanied by that candle of the love of God, Mrs. Maxwell, would be highly acceptable. My hope is that she may entirely recover. This beloved handmaid of God is like a flame of fire and thinks day and night of nothing save service to God. For the present, travel throughout the northern states and in the winter season, hasten to the states in the south. Your service should consist of eloquent speeches delivered in gatherings wherein ye may promulgate the divine teachings. If possible, undertake at some time a voyage to the Hawaiian Islands. The events which have transpired were all recorded 50 years ago in the tablets of Baha'u'llah, tablets which have been printed, published, and spread throughout the world. The teachings of Baha'u'llah are the light of this age and the spirit of this century. Expound each of them at every gathering. The first is investigation of truth. The second, the oneness of mankind. The third, universal peace. The fourth, conformity between science and divine revelation. The fifth, abandonment of racial, religious, worldly, and political prejudices, prejudices which destroy the foundation of mankind. The sixth is righteousness and justice. The seventh, the betterment of morals and heavenly education. The eighth, the equality of the two sexes. The ninth, the diffusion of knowledge and education. The tenth, economic questions. And so on and so forth. Strive that souls may attain unto the light of guidance and hold fast unto the hem of Baha'u'llah. The letter thou hast enclosed was perused. When man's soul is rarefied and cleansed, spiritual links are established, and from these bonds, sensations felt by the heart are produced. The human heart resembleth a mirror. When this is purified, human hearts are attuned and reflect one another, and thus spiritual emotions are generated. This is like the world of dreams, when man is detached from things which are tangible and experienceth those of the spirit. What amazing laws operate, and what remarkable discoveries are made, and it may even be that detailed communications are registered. Finally, I hope that in Chicago the friends may become united and may illumine that city, for therein the dawn of the cause appeared, and in this lieth its preference over other cities. Therefore, it must be held in respect. Perchance it may, God willing, be freed from all spiritual afflictions, and may attain unto perfect health, and become a center of the covenant and testament.